probably the biggest, most interesting pieces of news are the responses to questions about whether or not we should raise the minimum wage in the state. Right now, the minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, which is the lowest level permissible by federal law. And over 3/4 of Wisconsin residents want to see that raised. Another big piece of news is we asked questions about some tax proposals that state officials have been testing out. One of them is possibly replacing the state income tax with an expanded and doubled sales tax, and we find that that's actually very unpopular. About 60% of residents would oppose that, while only about 30% would support.
How have people's views of how the state economy and the pace of job creation in Wisconsin, how have their views changed over time since you've been monitoring this?
Well, we've been doing this survey quarterly for the past 2 years, so it's been the 8th consecutive quarter. And what we've seen is a very slow, incremental process of people's views on the direction of the state and the state economy improving. So really small. We're talking about a percentage or 2 percentage points every quarter, but it's been really steady, a slow, steady improvement in the way people feel about the state. And it's just been quarter after quarter. But this quarter, we see a downturn in some of those indicators. For instance, the amount that people are spending on recreation and entertainment. For the first time in 8 quarters, people have indicated that the rate in which they're spending money on these things has decreased. Another area is just overall optimism about the state economy. After several quarters of people just feeling better and better about it, just slowly, this quarter we're seeing a bit of a downturn again. And in terms of, you also asked about satisfaction with the pace of job creation. That has actually remained steady. It's about split. About half the state residents are unhappy with the rate of job creation in the state. The other half are pleased with it. Although if you look at the intensity of feelings, the people that are unhappy with the pace of job creation in the state are very unhappy, where the people who are satisfied with the pace of job creation are merely somewhat satisfied.
Can you detect politics in responses to these issues? Is there a correlation that you find?
Oh, definitely. I mean, on the kind of just broad brush, direction of the state economic questions, you definitely see the influence of people's political views there. Definitely starts with the economic reality that people experience. You know, their views on the direction of the state, their views on economic performance are really strongly colored by their personal financial situations. But they're definitely biased by their political views as well. So you see, Democrats much less happy with the direction of the state, much less approving of the economy, even if they have similar economic circumstances to Republicans.
You've been asking people what they think about the potential development of a tribal casino in Kenosha. What was the response in the past, and what did you find this time?
Sure. Well, we started asking about this proposed casino in Kenosha in the middle of last year. And at that time, we actually looked at registered voters for this question. We were interested to see just what the political ramifications of that would be. And in the middle of last year, it was voters in the state were split, about 40-40, with another 20% not knowing how to really feel about it. But towards the end of last year, we saw a shift, and now a majority of residents support the construction of the casino, just over 50%, and only about 30% oppose, and it's remained that way into this quarter. And it's been relatively stable since the end of last year, support for this casino.
Do you hear the reasons people give?
Well, we actually did ask about that at the end of last year. And, there's some speculation, I think, among policymakers. Is opposition to this casino driven by worries about shifting around economic development and jobs, or is it just, the residents don't want more gambling? And it turns out that that's the case. Residents who oppose the casino overwhelmingly don't want it just because they don't want additional gambling in the state.
And you asked a question for us. We're involved at WWM in Project Milwaukee, Wisconsin's high rate of incarceration of black men. And because the issue has been raised a few times that a lot of the folks in prison are there for drug offenses, sometimes first time offenses. And you posed a question to the people you questioned. Could you tell us what you asked and what the response was?
Sure. Well, so there's a couple linked issues here. The first is changing views in the public about marijuana legalization and associated issues with that, and then this issue of incarceration, the fact that the rate so much higher in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, in the state, among minorities, and that a lot of those people are being incarcerated for drug offenses. A lot of them are first-time offenders. So we asked first, how do you feel? We asked residents, how do you feel about legalizing marijuana and raising tax revenue from businesses that specialize in its sale? In that question, we found that state residents are split. About 50% would favor legalization and taxation of marijuana. Just under 50%, 47%, say that they would oppose. So then we moved on to ask about the costs to taxpayers for incarceration versus treatment of first-time nonviolent drug offenders. And what we found is that the vast majority of Wisconsin residents do not think that incarceration of this type of offender is a worthy use of tax dollars when treatment is an option.